own me. Well, honey, baby, just you wait and see. And we sing, oh. Let me love you till the morning.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, oh, Sheila. You know I want to be the only one.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, oh, Sheila. Let me love you till the morning.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, oh, Sheila. You know I want to be the only one.
Oh, Sheila.
Here we go.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Milton veering just south of Tampa, it appears, now raising alarms in Sarasota, Florida, as it prepares to make landfall this evening. ABC's Rena Roy is in Tampa with more.
One major concern, coastal areas still lined with piles of debris from Hurricane Helene, despite frantic efforts to clear as much as possible in recent days. In some areas, a desperate struggle to find gas. More than 30% of gas stations have already run dry in the Fort Myers, Naples area. People far from the Gulf Coast also bracing for Milton. Airlines added thousands of seats, allowing more people to get out as the window to evacuate slowly closes. Rena Roy, ABC News, Tampa.
An election day plot thwarted. An Afghan national living in Oklahoma arrested and facing charges. Federal authorities say he and another person, a juvenile, were plotting to kill Americans on election day on behalf of ISIS. Counting the days until the election, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, both in Arizona today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will remain on the ballot in Wisconsin. Last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling that candidates can only be removed from the ballot if they die. Monday, the court denied a motion from Kennedy's attorney to reconsider that ruling. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released the latest forward exam scores, and they're the first scores since the state made changes to the test design. Under the old standards, roughly 39% of students performed at proficient or advanced levels in English language arts, and 41% scored similarly in math. And higher egg prices this season are due to several issues, according to UW-Madison economics professor Andrew Stevens, one being the summer's bird flu outbreak, which wiped out a large number of laying hens. The other is a seasonal increase in egg demand as more people start baking for the fall and winter. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for the next several days, but we are going to bring back the fall temperatures by the weekend and into next week. Today, sunny, 71 this afternoon, tonight down to 42, tomorrow partly cloudy, 75, 82 on Friday, upper 50s to 60s by the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. 7:03 on a chilly Wednesday morning. You just heard Sean say 39 degrees, but hey, it's going to warm up a little bit, so that's good. Here is Wang Chung on Max FM.
Take your baby by the hand, and make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel, and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close, and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase,
in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazed. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, and share in what was true. I said, dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist, and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes just sapphire blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days. Dance all days.
80s, 90s, and more.
Hello, Jack.
One thing you say.
All tainted love.
99 Semex FM.
I got my first real six string. Five and dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is almost 7:11 a.m. on Wednesday morning. It is a little bit chilly out there this morning, but it is the middle of October after all. Let's take a look at that forecast. Today, it will be sunny with a high near 70. Tonight, clear with a low around 41. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 74. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 80. Looking ahead to the weekend, we do have shower chances Saturday afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 67. On Sunday, we have a chance of showers. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 57. Looking ahead to next week, so everyone is prepared for it now, we're looking at lows getting into the 30s on Sunday night. I expect we will have a frost advisory. Highs will be right around 50 on Monday and Tuesday. Lows near 30 possibly Monday night. So if we do see that, that will definitely be a frost issue. If you have anything growing outdoors still, now is the time to prepare for it. We have a nice weekend ahead temperature-wise, chances of rain. Currently, it is 40 degrees outside. I hope everyone is having a great Wednesday morning. As a reminder, the Farmers Market is in downtown Baraboo today, starting at 8 a.m. They'll be there until 12:30 p.m. on Oak Street. Getting towards the end of their season, fall flowers, fruits, vegetables. So stop on down for that. If you want to know who's going to be there, go over to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They've already put a list of the vendors that are going to be on site today. They're there through the end of October, so I can't believe we're already talking about end of October. I'm not ready for that. I was still thinking it's like August, quite honestly, with some of the things I still want to get done. We do want to talk a little bit about Florida. They do have another hurricane that's heading that way. Hurricane Milton. Right now we're looking at possible strong storm surge, possibly record-breaking storm surge. So that is not good. They have 30,000 linemen ready to go for when things do happen. The Florida airports are closed this morning. Tolls have been suspended. Gas stations are running out of gas. They're escorting in fuel trucks with police escorts right now to get to those people in Florida that are trying to evacuate. The traffic is jammed heading out of Florida. I do know that storm chasers are heading down to that area to keep an eye on things for us as well. Storm chaser Jordan Hall, which we know pretty well from here, he is down there, and we are keeping an eye on that. I know that Severe Studios is monitoring that as well. And we know that our expert, Corey, has been working hard on getting his equipment set up. So hopefully he's all ready to go bright and early this morning. I got to see him last night. A little bit of a surprise visit. I'm glad I wasn't goofing around at the station at least, right? So yes, I still have adult supervision for those that are curious. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:50 this morning with all of our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. And you can also text through the free Civic Media app. That is one of the easiest ways to do it. Download the free app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on Max FM. You can click the text button right at the bottom of the screen. Text those birthday or anniversary wishes in. You can also stream us from the app. That way, wherever you're at, you can take us with you wherever you go. So yesterday, kind of a busy day, a little bit of running around. And I do need to take a moment and say thank you to Messy Mutts of Baraboo. Stout went in to get his haircut, and he was definitely due for a haircut, kind of like I was a couple of weeks ago, something we both had in common. And also something we both have in common is Stout does not like his nails being trimmed or his feet being touched. Totally right there with him. He must be my dog or something. And so normally what we have to do is we sedate him a little bit to get his haircut. And if we know he's going to go to the vet to get his nails trimmed, we have to sedate him. And they actually have to knock him out because he's not real excited about getting his nails trimmed. Well, yesterday he surprised all of us. And while he was getting his haircut, they were able to trim his nails. So I'm sure our vet, if you're listening this morning, is very happy they're not going to have to deal with an over-anxious dog coming in later on this month to get his nails done. So thank you to both of you over there at Messy Mutts. We appreciate it. Stout looks very handsome this morning. He is actually, I'm looking around the corner now, and I see that he is sound asleep in the kennel already this morning. So that is his place. He is crate trained, and occasionally he'll go in there and take a nap. He's apparently tired from all of his activities yesterday. I'm right there with him. He may have fallen asleep in my lap yesterday afternoon when the phone started ringing, just saying. So, yep, very happy to see him handsome and all ready to go for the big weekend. Now I'm going to talk about Carrie Underwood because, you know, she's an infamous person, right? And it was just reported that Carrie Underwood is paid $1 million every time the theme song from the NBC's Sunday Night Football plays. Yes, you heard me correctly, $1 million. Keep in mind that the salary was for the entirety of the 2023 season. We don't know if she made that much on any of her seasons before that. So with 18 weeks in the NFL season, that means Carrie Underwood will make $36 million between this year and last. And that's if she hasn't renegotiated a raise for this season. Also, she mentioned that she does the recording for each year all at once, too. She said, I do the whole main version, but then we go through and pick up all the matchups for the regular season and playoff football. And I sing every possible combination of teams that could possibly maybe play each other, even in the back of your mind if you're like, I know they're not going to make it into the playoffs. Do you think she's maybe talking about the Cleveland Browns here? I'm just wondering, not to pick on any Cleveland Browns fans. I do know some, and I know that at least both of those two people are not listening this morning. So if I see her text line lighting up, I'll know we have other Cleveland Brown fans out there as well. So $18 million for one day's work is pretty spectacular. Good for you, Gary. I mean, I can't imagine making $18 million for a day's work, let alone a week, month, or even a couple years worth of work. That's crazy. $18 million. Wow. I'm impressed to say the least. So well done on that. And as we talk a little sports, the Jets made a coaching change yesterday. We know there's been a little bit of contention with the Jets head coach and Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets owner decided he was firing him. So he did that decision on his own, and so the Jets have a new interim head coach for the rest of this season as they look to make a change there. There was some communication issues there, it seemed like, with him and Aaron Rodgers. There was a lot of talk about that the head coach did not appreciate the cadence that Aaron Rodgers was using. And I know they're still getting used to each other because Aaron Rodgers only played a couple of snaps last season. And, you know, they had a rough weekend with the Vikings this weekend over in London. So I feel bad for the coach. You know, you come back from London and get called into the head office, and it's like, hey, we got bad news for you. You're done. After you just got back from London, go clean your stuff up. And I get why they make the change mid-season. They still think the Jets have potential. So we'll see how that all goes. I'm wondering if Havel will dabble in that at all this Friday. As a reminder, Hanging with Havel comes to you every Friday and Monday, 8:30 a.m. He's going to talk about what's going to happen in that Packers game this weekend. So we'll see what he has to say about this one. And as I've talked a little bit about, Romeo Doubs is back. They met with him. He is going to be in practice today. Whatever issues he was having apparently are resolved. We don't know all the details on it. They're not going to air their dirty laundry, which I totally get. As a reminder, if you have a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us now. We'll talk about those a little before 8 o'clock this morning on Max FM.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate. Ethics Committee.
When unexpected illnesses, minor injuries, or health concerns arise, there's no need to wait to find relief. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's walk-in care is here for you. No appointment needed. Walk-in care is open weekends from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and holidays from 9 to 5. Located inside RAMC's Physicians Group, Walk-In Care is here to help you feel better, faster. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Sushi Lover in Madison. Satisfy your sushi cravings at Sushi Lover. Their all-you-can-eat menu features a wide variety of fresh and flavorful nigiri, hibachi, and sashimi. Choose from several delicious flavors for lunch or for dinner. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $35 gift certificate for just $17.50 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:24 a.m. on Wednesday morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave. Here is the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Max FM.
Scott tissue that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this. Up bra, I'm falling all over myself to lick your heart and taste your heel, cause with the birds of shed it's a lonely view, and with the birds of shed it's a lonely view, and with the birds of shed it's a lonely view.
Mm-hmm.
wave goodbye to Maui and Parkers with the birds of shade. With the birds of shade, it's a lonely view. With the birds of shade, it's a lonely view. Soft spoken with a broken jaw. Step outside, but not to brawl. And autumn sweet wind, call it fall. I'll make it to the moon if I have to crawl. And with the birds of shade, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of shade, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of shade, it's a lonely view.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave. It is 7:28, and that was a Red Hot Chili Peppers. Before I go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, and save big. It is our big deal of the day, a $35 certificate to Sushi Lover in Madison for just $17.50. The new Sushi Lover in Madison has all-you-can-eat sushi or hibachi, and they're now open in the Westtown Mall for lunch or dinner. This certificate is 50% off today only. You need to get this in your cart and purchase before 11:59 tonight. This is a limited time offer. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us this morning, 608-355-9970. I do have a couple of local ones that I know about already, and one of them is a little bit bigger one. You know, that person shares the same first name as me, but not going to give any more hints than that. So if you do have a birthday or anniversary and want to get those in to us, please text those in, 608-355-9970. Now, I want to make sure everyone gets this marked on their calendars. Saturday, October 26th will be the 10th annual Fall Festival at People Helping People. They're going to have a broad fry, a bake sale, and a sidewalk sale. This will be at the PHP headquarters from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're located at 805 Broadway Street here in Baraboo. Your purchase will support the Holiday Adopt-A-Family Food Distribution Program. Looking at the menu, it includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats or Italian sausages, the infamous All Beef Frank, chips, soda, or water. This will help PHP's Adopt-A-Family program provide low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, that is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters. For more information, you can go to phpowisconsin.org. Yesterday, we did find out that there's going to be some changes for those of us that watch the Milwaukee Brewers games. And unfortunately, it's going to change maybe for the better. I'm not sure yet because I've not been able to watch the Brewers games probably in 2 years unless it's on antenna. As I've mentioned before, we don't have cable here. Perfectly good with that because we get enough channels on the antenna and most of what we watch is there, probably like 90% of it.
We supplement it with a low-cost streaming service that gets us a couple of our channels that we watch. However, it never got us the Brewers games. Well, we know that Bally Sports Broadcasting, they have filed for bankruptcy. And there was a lot of speculation on what was going to happen with the Brewers. So now the Milwaukee Brewers are joining a handful of teams that are being broadcasted now through Major League Baseball. With Bally Sports undergoing bankruptcy, regional coverage of the Brewers has been forced to find a new home, and this change will lead to something new for next year. MLB announced it will produce and distribute the Cleveland Guardians, the Minnesota Twins, and Brewer games next season. So they already joined the San Diego Padres, Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Colorado Rockies, who are already under the MLB umbrella. Now, there are some questions and uncertainties of how this is all going to work. It'll be a positive change. The play-by-play announcers that already do it will be most likely staying with MLB because it'll be produced locally. Now, been a lot of questions about cost for that, and there could be a couple of options. There was like maybe a Brewers-only option. It was like $20 for D-backs TV last year or this season, and maybe a year-long Brewers-only would be $100, or Brewers plus MLB could be $200. So if you do MLB TV, that's $140 a year already. So we'll kind of see. You could be looking at $20 a month or $100 for a year long. This also could impact the Milwaukee Bucks. Still some uncertainty with that as well. So we'll keep tabs on that. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in 608-355-9970. It's More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Packers get back to work today, getting ready for Sunday's noon kick against the Arizona Cardinals. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers 3-2 through the first five. Coach Matt LaFleur said they've got a long way to go.
There's certainly a lot of areas where we have to get better. Again, penalties are a consistent problem. Certainly don't have the answer for that right now. It's extremely frustrating, and it's been an Achilles heel for us, and it's a big reason why we haven't won more, in my opinion. So that's something that we have to get corrected, and we better do it quick.
Jets owner Woody Johnson said Tuesday's firing of head coach Robert Saleh was his decision entirely. Johnson said this is probably the best team he's had in 25 years and felt it was best to go forward in a new direction. Jets are 2-3. They'll host Buffalo in Monday Night Football. Major League Baseball playoffs, Padres over the Dodgers 6-5. It was the Mets 7, Philadelphia 2. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for the next several days, but we are going to bring back the fall temperatures by the weekend and into next week. Today, sunny, 71 this afternoon, tonight down to 42, tomorrow partly cloudy, 75, 82 on Friday, upper 50s to 60s by the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:35 AM with Heart.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't You've been hiding.
'90s and more.
99 Max FM.
Close my eyes.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. We are halfway through this work week. That means the weekend is in sight. I am looking forward to that. As I mentioned, we do have a few rain chances this weekend. We are going to keep an eye on that. It's, you know, we do need the rain. I will say that. Today, sunny, a high near 70. Tonight, it will be clear with a low of 41. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 74. Friday will be mostly sunny, warming up to 80. We do have a cool down this weekend. We have a chance of showers in the afternoon on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 67. Sunday, we do have a chance of showers. It'll be partly cloudy with, you know, maybe a little sun as well with high of 57 as I looked at the wrong screen here. And we do have a cool down coming next week. I want to let everyone know about that so you have time to prepare for that. We're looking at highs near 50, lows in the 30s. Monday night, we probably will see widespread frost. There's going to be lows in near 30, possibly even a little bit lower. So if that's the case, our growing season will be over on Monday night. So please plan ahead for that. We want to warn everyone, you got time to take care of those outdoor plants. Right now, it is 40 degrees outside. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. We'll be going through that celebrity list in just a moment. Now, I have been asked, have we got our coffee maker situation taken care of? The answer is maybe. We went back and forth with the vendor, as you know, or may not know. We had a brand new coffee maker, and in September, we noticed that there was an issue with it. We bought this coffee maker in August, and then towards the middle of September, we noticed that there was a crack near the burner. We got a hold of the vendor, and they said, yeah, it'll take a week or so to get back to you, and then we went back and forth with them. Then they finally said, yep. We'll replace it under warranty, but you got to pay $15 in shipping and handling charges, which, okay, it is not a cheap coffee maker, but it's not super expensive either. But it was at that point where I do want to get the coffee maker replaced. So they said, oh, yeah, we'll send you an email link, and never got the email link to do it. Finally got that email link middle of last week and filled out all the information, provided my credit card number. And I looked this morning, and it looks like we got a notification from one of the shippers that we maybe will be getting our coffee maker today, sometime today. We will see. Now, the other question in the back of my mind is, will it be the same exact model? So stay tuned for that. Fortunately, our coffee maker is still working. As we looked at it, it looked to be more of a cosmetic issue. The thing that holds the burner plate in is cracked, that bezel around there, so the burner plate itself is okay. Obviously, we don't run the coffee maker when we're not here, but we still needed coffee. And you get almost 3 weeks into having an issue, you still need your coffee, especially when we're up early in the morning, too. And someone said, well, do you sleep in on weekends? The answer is sometimes. Well, if we wake up, because of our normal routine, we get up anyways, we have the coffee ready to go, we hit the button, and it's good to go. And we drink a lot of coffee in this household. One day last week, we were up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We had two pots of coffee before the morning was done. Didn't drink all of that second pot just for, in case my doctor's listening right now, I don't want to hear about that one later on, rightfully so, though. All right, we're going to go through the celebrity list of birthdays today. As a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text those in now. I do want to mention that today would have been John Lennon's birthday. He was born in 1940, passed away in 1980 at the age of 40. Today would have been his birthday. All right, let's go through the list. Courtney, country singer Megan Maroney is 27. You know her from Tennessee Orange. Jacob Batalion is 28. Peter Parker's best friend Ned in the MCU Spider-Man movies. Bella Hadid is 28. She's Gigi's sister, modeling member from the mom show Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Jodelle Ferland is 30. Five on Sly's Dark Matter. This one, Wendy, reminded me about Scotty McCreery is 31, country star who got his start after winning the 10th season of American Idol. He has performed in this area. He has got a great, deep voice, amazing individual. Tyler James Williams is 32. You know him as Gregory Eddy on Abbott Elementary, Noah on The Walking Dead, and the star of Everybody Hates Chris. Zachary Ty Bryan is 43. Tim Allen's oldest son, Brad, on Home Improvement. You may also remember him from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift at the beginning of the movie as well, one of his lesser known roles. Brandon Routh is 45. He is Ray Palmer on the Arrow spinoff DC's Legend of Tomorrow. But you probably only knew him as Superman in the movie that attempted to kill the Superman franchise, Superman Returns. Chris O'Dowd is 45. Miles Daly on the Get Shorty TV series. Nick Swartzen is 48. Gary on Comedy Central, Typical Rick, and Terry Bernando on Reno 911. Shawn Lennon is 49. John and Yoko's son. Brandi Clark is 49. She's a country singer. Steve Burns is 51, the original host of Blue's Clues, who left the show to begin a highly successful musical career. He fully supports his new Blue's Clues remake. PJ Harvey is 55. This is Love, Down by the Water. And then we have a few more here yet. Guillermo del Toro is 60. Genius writer, director, producer of The Shape of Water, Blade 2, and some other movies. Michael Paré is 66. Eddie and the Cruisers, the 80s sci-fi flick, The Philadelphia Experience. Ina Kamosi is 67. Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Scott Bakula is 70. You know him as Special Agent Pride on NCIS New Orleans, and sci-fi fans know him as Quantum Leak and Star Trek Enterprise. Yes, he was in NCIS New Orleans, and you know, it's one of those that you can still catch on syndication. Again, Scott Bakula is 70. John O'Hurley is 70. Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. Tony Shalhoub is 71. No matter how many Emmys he won for Monk, he will always be Antonio on Wings. And he is also has that hilarious Star Trek spoof, Galaxy Quest. Sharon Osbourne is 72 years old. And ramping up our celebrity birthdays, Jackson Brown is 76, Running on Empty, Dr. Mize, and Somebody's Baby from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Now, I do know of two local birthdays, and I don't want to forget about either one of these. First off, Amber Giddings, happy birthday to you. I hope you're having a great day. And I'm betting in place of flowers, Amber would love some tacos, knowing Amber as well as we know her. So happy birthday, Amber. I hope you're having a great day. And then David Dahlke, he turned 60 today. Happy birthday to David Dahlke. Thank you very much for making sure we knew how old he is today. So his lovely wife, Katie, let me know that. So happy birthday to David Dahlke, 60 years young today. He doesn't act his age. We'll just go with that for anybody that knows him. So happy birthday to you, or happy anniversary if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
squad singing After Dark. People think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?